Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you brought a change of undies. Things are about to get spooky. It's the Halloween edition of the Brian and Sherry Show.
Thanks, Josh. Hey, everyone. Brian here, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Sherry Johnson, for an exclusive show tonight. Sherry, hello.
Hi. Hi, Brian. How you doing? Hi, everyone. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing good.
Good. This is exciting. We were supposed to have a Sherry Cook show tonight. Sorry, guys, we can't. A little bit of situation going on with Blog Talk Radio. But we're going to go on with the show anyways. Tonight we have special guests, guests we've had on before, and our listeners absolutely love listening to them. We have Charles Karen and Eric Paquette, and they are here to talk about their New Hampshire paranormal group. And if they're with us, they can join us. Hi, guys. Hi.
Oh, hold on. Right. I'm not ready. Go ahead.
Are you guys with us?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Oh, yay, and welcome to the show. How are you guys
Thank
doing
you.
Tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's getting a little bit cold out there, but this is one of my favorite months. It's October, and it's kind of expected at this time of the year. So, but we all know why Brian and I are obsessed with October. We absolutely love Halloween and everything spooky in this month has to offer. And, of course, we thought of you guys and thought, wouldn't it be great to have you guys come back onto the show and talk to us, because you guys are paranormal group. Go ahead.
Yeah, we thank you guys for having us on tonight. This is normally the month me and Chuck are very, very busy. Nonstop. I mean, we're on with you guys tonight, and then we got to drive to Vermont on the 21st to actually talk on the FM radio with a good friend of ours up there who actually does FM radio paranormal show. And we're going to be on the show live for everyone in Vermont to hear us.
Yep.
Ooh, that's pretty exciting. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been on it before. It's Paranormal Beyond Radio. And the host is Jill Decker. She's a real good friend of ours. She's actually on my team. So she's going to put us on there so everybody can hear what we do. And it'll be the second time we travel up there. We're going to have more wild stories to tell everybody. But me and Chuck got a lot going on. We've been very busy the last several months getting things in order and doing a bunch of things with the community. And we've been filming for a project that we're doing. It'll all be announced soon. Obviously, you've probably been seeing our pages and stuff that we've been blasting everywhere with things that we've been doing.
There's really not much we can say.
It looks like you guys have been...
Well, there's really not much we can say about what we're doing, but he's right. We've been very busy, and we've been filming and doing what we need to do to get this off the ground and get it ready.
Great. Now, you guys, we know what you guys are all about. Could you give a little insight to our listeners tonight?
What do you want to know? Like a little bit about us, or?
Correct. Yeah. Why don't you tell our listeners?
All right, well,
who you guys
all
are?
All right. Well, I'm Charles. I'm Charles. I'm one half of Paranormal Conspiracy. I also own NH Paranormal Research out of Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm also the owner of the Paranormal Girls, and I'm co-owner to Nightmare Productions, as well as I'm on New Hampshire Paranormal Afterlife. I've been in it for about 5 years now. Absolutely love what I do, and I got no intent on stopping. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, I'm Eric Paquette. I am the owner of New Hampshire Paranormal Afterlife. I'm also co-founder to Paranormal Conspiracy, co-owner to Nightmare Productions, and I also work besides Charles on his team, New Hampshire Paranormal Research. I also have a few other things I do on the side. I got New Hampshire Ghost Stories. I also have Paranormal Media. I also have E&D Imports Media. I have a few things I do on the side besides the paranormal and stuff like that.
Wow. You guys are very active in the paranormal field. I don't know how you can keep track of all that, but I know you guys are so busy and constantly doing things. What has been your most recent investigation?
I really don't. Can we say?
We can say.
Okay. So we were just at the Governor's Mansion in Hampton Falls. We were filming there. We actually had a very good night there. We've been to the Governor's Mansion a couple times now, so it was a real honor and a privilege to be able to go back. We kind of had a very fun night. We had a lot of stuff that happened to us.
Yeah. It's kind of a real, it's a big house. It's right outside of Hampton, New Hampshire. But it's 24,000 square feet of just hauntings. It's a house that if you ever go out and investigate it, it'll keep you on your toes all night long. There's just so much to do there. There's just so much to investigate. And it could take you 3 or 4 nights just to do a full investigation in this on this property.
Wow. Fun. Yeah. Do you guys go in as a team when you do this?
Yeah, we went in as a team, and there's 6 of us to that team for Paranormal Conspiracy.
Yeah,
and we went in there to film it, document it, and try to prove its hauntings, which we did. And that's pretty much what we set ourselves out to do. That's our goal. Our goal is to get to the location, do what we do best, listen to all the history of the place, the claims, and then our job after that is to set out and do them. Chuck is more the laid-back type guy. He's going to be, ooh, that's a ghost, or what's the noise? And he's gonna sit there and chase after it. Me, I'm going to be the guy. I'm that guy. If I build the building, I'm going to break it down right to the foundation to figure out what it is before I say it's a haunting.
Wow. So you go in with all your equipment. I know in the past I've spoken to you guys, and you said that sometimes you like to go in with nothing, just your own senses and stuff. Going maybe possibly to this mansion, the Governor's Mansion, did you go in with different equipment in hand?
No, we went in with our same equipment. Again, there's not a lot that we can kind of say, but me and Eric do a lot of things different now for that reason. Everything stays the same. We go in with the same equipment. We've got our own film crew now. We go in, like you said, our main goal is to, you know, help whoever we're helping at that time better understand the paranormal and let them know that, you know, they are safe in their own home. So when we went to the Governor's Mansion, everything was still the same. We had the same equipment. The 6-man team went in there. We investigated throughout the night, and then we called it a day.
Wow. Now, you said a lot had happened in there? Can you give me like just one example? You guys don't have to tell it.
We've had the privilege of being able to go out there multiple times. Big shout out to the owner for that. He has been very kind and has opened the door for us on multiple occasions. I can tell you it's very active. And we have caught a lot of things. A lot has happened to Eric in this house. That's never happened to him before. I like going there because it never disappoints.
Right. Interesting. Now, can you give an example of what has happened or?
Yeah. I could better let Eric, let you guys know. I mean, I could tell you a little bit, but, and a bunch of us were downstairs in the basement. This is the first time we went there. We were all downstairs in the basement investigating, and Eric walked by one of the windows, and he had radioed in to the owner and said, is your wife in the office? Because there's this female there, described her to a T, just waving at me. And it happened to be the spirit that the actual spirit that had waved to Eric. And so that was one of the experiences. I mean, like I said, he can better tell you what happened after that, but then the second thing that's happened to him in that house was we were all in the office, and he got it on camera. His shirt got tugged while we were in the room. Yeah. So, like I said, the house is not to the point. It was very active for us.
It's a place that keeps you on your toes. I mean, there's a woman that haunts the place. Her name is called Sarah. There's also another woman who also haunts the place. Her name is Gertrude. A man had hung himself there in the 70s, and he likes to torment and torture women when they investigate. And there's also a little boy that roams the property who was seen frequently. But as Charles was saying, I was at command center one night. Charles and a bunch of other people were downstairs in the basement doing an investigation with the owner. Now, this is like in 2016. I was sitting up at command. Everybody else was on break. And one of them radioed up saying they need a battery for the camera. As I'm walking with the battery with the camera to bring it to them to change it so they can finish filming, as I walk past the office, there's a woman standing in a white Victorian dress waving at me. So I stand right there staring at this apparition. And I radio down to Charles and I say, hey, is there anybody in this house? And the owner says, no, there's nobody in this house except for the paranormal people and me. Everybody else is gone. Well, there's a woman standing in the window here in a white Victorian dress. And that's when the owner says, that's Sarah. She's the one that likes to wave at people when they leave or wave when they come home. So I ran. I ran. And then as they told me to go back, I go back and there's no one there, and then they're all in the room, and then that's when Chuck tells the story. I go in there, I'm talking, we smell potpourri, and then my shirt gets tucked. It was amazing. The matina in this house is just off the charts. It's like you're standing in something in a movie that's in its place for the 1800s. It's just wild. If you have the clothes and you stood out on the property of this house and just waved at people, you would think you're in the 1800s.
And you want to keep going back to this place?
We love it. We love it there.
I'd be so scared. There's no way I'd be returning.
No, we're not afraid. if like I tell everybody, if you're going to be a paranormal investigator, you have to face all your fears. You have to just tune yourself out and do what needs to be done, or else you can't do it. You know, I've told people in the past, anyone can be a paranormal investigator. But to be a paranormal investigator, you got to have the drive.
Right. Definitely. I was interviewing someone last night, American Explorations, and they're a paranormal husband and wife who have been doing this for like 40-something years. And I asked them, which I'll ask you the exact same question, can a ghost hurt you?
Well,
I'll give you a couple experiences that happened to me. I mean, I've been in a house where I've been scratched, pushed. I've had stuff happen to me. I, in fact, lived in an old funeral home where I was getting attacked in there as well. So, you know, obviously when we go on a site, we don't provoke. Because, again, you don't know what's in that house. You don't know, you know, who you're trying to communicate with. So you go in with the most utmost respect. But, yes, my opinion, they can hurt you. I've had it happen to me. Multiple occasions. And that's perfect. So that's my opinion. Eric will probably agree with me. I'm not sure. But I do believe they can, because it has happened to me. Now, we do have the green light.
We have the green light.
All right. So do you want to make the announcement? Or you want
right
me to?
Ahead.
All right, so, all right, guys. So we had to get permission, which we do. We have the permission to talk about it. A lot has happened since we had talked. Earlier I said we couldn't say much because we were waiting on an answer. And so here it is. Me and Eric are signed to a TV show. It is called True Ghost Stories. We got picked up for season three, and we are actually filming for it right now as we speak.
Okay. That's fantastic. But what's the name of the show again? I'm sorry.
True Ghost Stories.
True Ghost Stories. Okay. I didn't hear the first part. I apologize.
Yes, that is correct. So, yes, we actually, like I said, we got picked up for season three. We're actually filming for it right now. It is 12 teams between the U.S. and the U.K., and we were one of the 12 that were chosen to investigate for this TV show.
Wow. Congratulations. It's so awesome.
Yeah. So me and Eric are definitely honored to be part of this. And, you know, we're definitely excited. So we've been really busy filming, getting our show to the TV show so it can be aired. So a lot has happened.
That is really great, you guys. I'm so happy for you. And I know you guys are going to do great with this. And I really hope you guys keep us updated and let us know what happens with this, because this is amazing. It's so awesome.
When it airs and we have all the information, we will get that to you, so you can get it out to your viewers if they want to watch it. So as soon as we have the details I will either myself or Eric will message you with all of the info where they can watch. And yeah.
Wow, that's just fantastic. So now I see why you guys have been so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to stay hush-hush. We had to stay hush-hush for a little bit because we didn't know what we could say or who, how we could tell it, you know, because there's still a lot going on with this TV series, and we can't give out a whole lot of information, but it is called True Ghost Stories. We do share the post a lot on our Facebook page. We have been reaching it out to a lot of people who have been interested, and they're all excited, but they still want more, and I can't give out all the information that they want.
Yeah.
Right. Is there a way to give us information as far as where the show will be aired?
Well, that's the thing, Sherry, is right now everything is still up in the air, meaning we can't
disclose
any of that at this time.
Okay.
When we are able to, like I said, we will get you the information so you can get it out to your viewers in case they want to watch us. All we're able
sure
to tell you right
totally
now.
Do.
Yeah, I mean, all we're able to tell you at this point is that me and Eric made a TV show called True Ghost Stories. We were asked to be on it. And when we have more details to be able to give to you guys, we'll do that so you can get it to your viewers and you can watch us as well.
Wow, this is just great. I mean, this is like really exciting news for you guys, and I'm so happy for you guys, really.
Thank you.
Brian, are you okay?
I'm fine. Thank you. Why?
It looked like something passed behind you. It was weird. It was just really strange.
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, okay.
You probably said that to get me talking, so thank you very much.
No, actually, I didn't. I'm looking at him on Skype, and you turned, and I thought you were saying what I saw.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
Okay. Oh, no. No.
Sorry, guys.
But I just want to say, that's fantastic news, and I can't wait to hear, when this is going to air, where it's going to air, and of course, we're going to share this information with absolutely everyone. I'm pretty sure that people on Facebook Live are going to go crazy and possibly tune into this, because I know I will. I know people were looking for looks to the show. For those who want to listen to the radio show, I just want to put it out there that I've been posted the link. It was on our wall when I first started the show. I just redid the link again. I tagged the both of you, so hopefully you saw that on Facebook. I just wanted to throw that out.
We were able to share it to a few people. But like I said, guys, it will be called True Ghost Stories. That's about as much information as we can give you. When we get more information on when it's going to air and how it's going to air, and we're given permission to let people know, then we can then share it to everybody that is ready to see what we can do on TV.
Yeah, we're just honored that we were chosen to do this, to show the world what we can do and stuff like that. So, big shout out to them too for allowing this to happen for us.
Yeah, we're going to have some killer episodes on there. Hopefully people enjoy them. Hopefully people love them. It's something that me and Seth have been wanting to do for a while.
Okay, good. Can you guys, since it is Halloween, it is October, can you guys share your most scariest story with us tonight?
My scariest story
in January of 2015, actually, I was actually filming for some friends, and I was upstairs on the third floor when my are you guys still there?
Yeah, we are getting a lot of feedback right now. I don't know why it seems to be getting worse on my end.
It seems like two stations are trying to come in at the same
time. I'm losing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's just talking?
Eric.
Okay, so every time Eric talks, it starts to break up.
Charles is going to try and call in on his.
Okay. I'm just saying, every time Charles. Wait, was it Eric?
Eric.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm gonna put them on hold.
Okay.
And
hello.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we seem to get cut off.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
But it's on our end, we can barely hear them.
Really? We can just barely hear you.
Okay. It must be my.
Someone says we're fine.
Okay, do I sound better now? Brian, is it possible to Skype me back?
No.
Can you hear us?
Barely. I sound like a robot. Like, you guys sound like a robot to me right now.
It's not us. I have listeners that are saying that they can hear us fine. It's gotta be your end.
Data.
Shut up.
Why was this happening? We're talking about ghosts. And that happened.
I couldn't I couldn't see what was going on. All I know is I dropped down to one knee, and I felt like I was dying. That's how I couldn't even breathe. I literally had to get help to go downstairs, sit down. Once I got down to the bottom of the stairs, I felt like nothing happened again. I had all my energy back, everything.
So I hear that sometimes if you walk into a room and you feel the coldness or feel that, like, suffocating type effect, does that usually mean there's a spirit present?
Well, that's what they say. We don't know. Like, as a paranormal investigator, you don't know if the cold means that something's there. I mean, it could be a cold spot. It could just be the air itself. But as a paranormal investigator, we use that as a tool to us to say, okay, there's something going on here. It could be paranormal. It could be a spirit trying to manifest. It could be a spirit trying to get our attention. And we try and figure out whether it's paranormal or not. But normally a cold spot in the paranormal is known to be something is trying to communicate with you or something is near you.
So what should people look for if they feel there is a spirit present? What are signs or what do you look for?
Say that one more time, Sarah.
What do you tell people to look for? Like, if they think there is a spirit in their house, let's say, what are signs that people should look for to know if it's a spirit or something else? Like, just
normally a spirit will tell you if it's in the house. There aren't really signs to know that there's a spirit in your house. It's just gonna happen. Excuse me. If you have some paranormal activity going on in your home, like things moving, doors closing, lights turning on and off, or, you know, those are signs. But if you're going into a house to look for these things to happen, they're not going to happen. You have to wait for it to happen. If you're stepping into a house that's haunted, you have to wait for the spirit or the poltergeist or the demon or whatever it is that's congregating in that house to let itself known to you, so that way you can try to understand what its idea of being in that house is. There are really no signs to tell anyone. It's just, if it happens, it happens. You really can't say it's going to happen. You have to see it to know it's going to happen.
Right. How highly do you use your equipment? Like, how much do you trust in the equipment to actually tell you if something's present?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Sherry. Me and Eric do old school. And I prefer that, to be honest with you. I prefer to just go in a house, sit there, and listen to the house itself. It's all what somebody wants to pursue. You know, like I said, me and Eric like old school. We like to just go in there, listen to the house. I mean, perfect example. I mean, before I moved, I lived in a haunted house. I lived in a very haunted house. I lived in an old funeral home. The first night that I was there, I had activity. Up until the point where, you know, every night my house got active. Stuff moved. Tables were moving in my house. I had TVs going on and off. I saw my first apparition, as they would say, like I was looking at Eric. It's all on how you want to persist, you know. Me personally, I like old school. I like to go in there and feel the house, sit there, shut all the lights off, and see what it is. You know what I mean?
That old school is the best way to determine paranormal activity. Because that's the true way. Going in there blind, like going somewhere, going not knowing anything that's going on, going in blind. Bring a flashlight. Whenever you're doing a paranormal investigation or you're out doing the paranormal, always make sure when you're in the dark, make sure before you shut the lights off, you know the surroundings.
Yeah.
Look for weaknesses in the house, like floorboards, stuff like that. Make sure you always check stairs when you're going into an old home or an old house or even an old asylum, because these places just sit there and they rot after so many years. Surroundings is your number one thing.
Yeah.
Safety is the number one thing.
Yeah.
As Charles said before, you never want to taunt anything going into somewhere you've never been. As a paranormal investigator, you have to be smart about what you do, how you do it, when you do it, and make sure that you protect yourself at all costs. Being a paranormal investigator is not a joke. You know, there's a lot of people take this for granted. A lot of people will do this just to say, oh, I'm a paranormal investigator. That's all fine and dandy. However you want to put it, however you want to promote yourself, your team, and the way you do things in the field. Going in and just listening to the house is the number one way to use your ears, your eyes, and your senses. And you'll hear things that you think are paranormal, creaking, or cracking. That could be the house settling. I'm not big on orbs, because orbs can be mistaken. And dust can, when the light illuminates on the dust, it can cause orb fixations. Me, it's got to be really, really big and bright, and it has to be constantly moving in different areas. It can't just be, it has to be enough to tell me that it's paranormal.
I mean, and you also got to respect where you're going in. You know, I mean, if you're going in to help somebody, you want to make them feel, you know, that they can be safe in their own home, comfortable. So you don't want to go in there with like, oh, well, you've got, you know, your house is possessed by the devil. You know what I mean? You've got to have a little bit of respect, and you've got to have a little bit of, you know, courteous to the people that are actually investigating their home. You know what I mean? I mean, because at the end of the day, we're here to help you. We're here to help you better understand what's in your home. We've gone into homes where there's nothing happened. It's been nothing has happened to me and Eric. And we could safely say at the end of the night, you know, for that investigation, you had nothing. And there's also been where we've gone into a house, and right off the rip, we've gotten hit, we've gotten stuff happen to us. So, again, you have to respect where you're going, what you're doing, and, you know, you're there to better understand the paranormal, but you're also there to help people, too. If you're in it for any other reason, then you shouldn't even be a paranormal investigator. You know what I mean? You want to kind of help people better understand, because that's why they're calling you. That's why they're allowing you to come, because they want answers. They want to know. So you have to give them the utmost respect when you walk into their home, but you also have to know what you're dealing with, know your surroundings, and, you know, I'm very big on that. I've learned a lot being in this field over the last couple of years, and, you know, and that's why me and Eric work so good together, is because we, you know, I've learned a lot from him, and, you know, we're a team.
Right. Now, I don't mean to butt in here, but we have about 2 minutes left of time. I want to make sure you guys can get any important information out there that you can at this time for people to get in touch with you and look you guys up.
Yeah, they can look us up on Facebook. They can look me up on Facebook, Eric Parkhead Sr., Charles Karen on Facebook. You can also look up our pages on Facebook, Nightmare Productions. You can also look up Paranormal Conspiracy.
Yeah.
You can also look up New Hampshire Paranormal Afterlife and New Hampshire Paranormal Research. Those are the pages that we use the most. Those are the pages that we normally post everything we're doing. But like we said earlier tonight, we are in the middle of doing something big. We are now part of True Ghost Stories. There's not a whole lot of information I can give out about it at this time.
Nope.
But when we are told that we can give out all the information that is needed, then we can then blast that out to everybody so that they can see what's going on. Just keep your eyes peeled on the horizon, because me and Chuck are going strong and we're not going to stop. We're like a freight train. So we're going to do what we can, how we can do it, when we can do it, and break those barriers.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show tonight. I'm sorry about all the little interferences and switcheroos we had to do, but I appreciate you guys sticking in with us, and we hope you'll come back again real soon and talk about your new adventures with True Ghost Stories.
No problem, Sherry.
And whatever
other
investigations you're going. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you both so much.
Well, thank you.
And thank you all to our listeners. Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it was an honor to be on the show tonight.
Great. Thank you. And thank you to all of our late-time listeners tonight. This is great. We've had a wonderful turnout. And we hope everyone can tune in to the Brian and Sherry Show next time around. So check out our new videos that will be coming out. And I hope everyone has a great week. Thank you guys once again so much. And tell everyone hi for us. Thank you.
We will. Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thank
you guys have a good night.
Thank you, guys, and have a good night. Go ahead, Brian.
You too. All right, bye.
Hi. Oh, I can talk now? I don't know exactly what happened, to be honest with you. So I just want to thank Charles and Eric for coming on to the show. This show was a last-minute decision, only because they were supposed to be on the 11th. And has once again screwed everybody over and shortening their free shows. Their free shows were supposed to be 30 minutes long. Now they've shortened them to 15 minutes. And that's, I mean, you could fart in the wind and it would be 15 minutes long. So that's just not enough time. So we had to race like a racehorse to make the Brian and Sherry Show, only because we have the time here. So we were thankful to get them on. I wasn't planning on doing Facebook Live because I thought it was too late. I didn't think that we would get the people that we did. I'm very shocked and surprised that everyone here on a what's today, Tuesday, is watching us. So thank you very much for coming on and watching us. Normally I say hello to everyone as you enter the room. Unfortunately, we had guests, so I wasn't able to welcome everyone. So we've had Luna and Dakota, and we've had my aunt is with us. Billy Scrivens, hello, Billy, and Jay Rittler, Dakota Wheatley, Wendy, we had John, Nancy, hello Nancy, Crystal Scrivens, we had Gary, we had Nikki, my cousin Nikki, Bill Middlebrook, Rick Tuber, Elijah Howard, hello Elijah, Chris Pasquarella, hello, Daniel Payton checked in with us, and James, hello, Luna says it's Cassandra. So Luna is Cassandra. Cassandra Scrivens, is that who I'm supposed to be naming? I don't know. I apologize for the mix-up with the audio or the telephone call. I'm not exactly sure what happened there. So, but we figured it out, and we were able to continue on with the interview. So, I am so tired right now. You have no idea.
Brian, you better rest up, because next Monday.
Oh, I will.
We got to tell them.
Is that even
going to
happen? Is that even going to happen now?
It'll be short.
I'll have 15 minutes. 15 minutes of fame. Unless we have to do another Brian and Sherry show, but we'll just turn it into Dakota and roasting the world. But we will do whatever we need to do to make sure that we still have our show. So technically, I am supposed to be a guest roasting the world with Dakota Wheatley and Sherry Clip, which is normally on Mondays at 11 o'clock at night, right here on Facebook or Blog Talk. So Dakota Wheatley better watch out, because I might be taking the world.
He claims to be the sexiest man, you know, so.
Who does?
Dakota.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dakota. You're too young for me to. I'm not even going to respond to that. So, but anyways, this is going to be interesting, because I have no idea. I don't even know what this means. Am I getting roasted? Am I the subject of conversation, of gossip, of talking?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand what this show is all about.
Yes, we get to roast you.
I don't know what you're going to roast me about, but that's all right.
I love you. You don't even care.
No, I don't. I really don't. I'm scared, because, you know, you got Dakota here saying that he puts the sexy in sexiness. I'm just not understanding where he comes up with this stuff. So we're going to have a chit-chat, because, I don't know what the hell's going on here. But anyway, so we have a couple minutes left to the show. Don't forget, we still have our regular show on Thursday. So Thursday at 9 o'clock. We'll be back to normal anyways.
Normal, what's that?
I have no idea. Like I said, this was spur of the moment. I was only supposed to be a guest host on Sherry Clip.
You rescued my show tonight. I thank you, Brian, so much.
Yeah, I
in a
don't.
Matter of seconds, it was like you're a wizard.
That good. I put the P in perfect.
See, do I have the two best hosts ever? I got the Made It Look Sexy and Sexiness, and I got Brian.
Yeah.
My clever Brian. He works wizard magic to make things happen. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I still have to listen to last night's show.
Oh.
I should say. Last night's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is about a paranormal group too. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Dakota asked a lot of awesome questions. So it was really, really fun.
Awesome. I love how we have, you know, it's interesting because we have Daniel Payton, who we met as an author, and then all of a sudden we turn him into a co-host, and he's got multiple shows, and he's very good at it now.
Yeah, he is. Yes.
And we've had another a comedian. We've had James Mack, who's a comedian of all things, who is also co-hosted on our show.
Yeah.
I love James Mack, so he co-hosted with me. He's gotten pretty good at asking questions and you don't even know he's a comedian anymore. And now we have Dakota Wheatley, sexy Dakota Wheatley, who goes from comedian to now a podcast host.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, we're changing the world, Sherry.
We are. One guest at a time.
One guest at a time. Exactly. I wish I...
We got to have Billy Scrivens come on, because, you know, he's also multi-talented. He worked with local television, and he's also part of a paranormal group, or was part of a paranormal group. He's got a lot to talk about, too. And so, eventually, we got to get Billy on here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Gotta get figured out, yeah.
Absolutely. One of these days we'll have a show where we just have people call in randomly.
Oh, that'd be fun. Wouldn't that be great?
It would, but not today.
All right, too late. We love you all, but just kidding.
I don't exactly know, Billy, what's going on with the show. He was trying to call in, I guess, or something, maybe. Something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what I told him.
He wouldn't accept his phone number or phone call. It was weird. Kind of like the problem we had all last week with why we had to cancel Blog Talk. It wouldn't let the guests call in. I don't know if it was him. I think it might have been Blog Talk.
It might have been. They have been having a lot of issues. So, and it just hasn't been Blog Talk. From what I've been hearing from the publicist with the email that I sent out, he did say that he was hearing that multiple platforms that are similar to Blog Talk were having issues as well. So he says, you know, don't worry about it, because we had to cancel, Anson Williams, and so hopefully we will reschedule him. You know, so it stinks. It really does when things don't work the way they're supposed to, and I'm paying out the patoochie a month for something that should work 100%, you know? So it's gotten bad.
They should reimburse you.
Or something.
Or give you like a free month or something. Because we missed out on our good show, one of our most looking forward shows.
Yeah.
I
don't know, but anyways, so make sure you look for our show. Oh, excuse me, Sherry and Dakota's show on Monday. I will be the guest. Lord only knows what's going to happen. So that is it. I'm going to go now because. It's almost midnight. It's 5 of 12. And y'all should be in bed in the first place.
Great. Go to bed, y'all.
And we will talk on Thursday. So you don't have that much longer to go.
Tomorrow. No. Day after tomorrow.
Yeah, the day after tomorrow. Exactly. Tomorrow, yes. Not tomorrow.
Right, that's right. Right.
I never ended the show.
It's okay.
That's all right, because we're talking. Oh, that's right. All right, so let's end the show, and then we can go. So, yeah. All right, everyone. Well, thanks again to Charles and Eric for coming on. For more information, like I said, they said you can find them on Facebook. So check them out. We'll be posting the links. That way you can find them and hit them up if you have questions. Shut up, lady. If you have questions or you need help with a googly ghost in your house or something, ask them. Right? Because don't ask me, because I won't know. I'll be too scared to answer any questions when it comes to this. So. Yeah. All right, everyone. Any last words, Sherry?
No, just thank you all for joining us once again. It was a lot of fun, Brian. Thank you so much for your help tonight. And
yeah.
I'm glad you're able to do a show. Hope everyone has a great week. We'll talk to you Thursday. Hopefully.
Jeez, those pants. That's all for the show. Happy Halloween from the Brian and Sherry Show.